Chapter 54, Others Were Called. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 6. Mr. Ready to Halt went home. After some time, again a messenger came to the city. He had a message for one of the travelers. When he was in the city, he asked for Mr. Ready to Halt. A little later, the man stood before him. The messenger kindly looked at him. "I am come in the name of him whom you have loved," he said. "You followed him even on crutches. He is waiting for you at his table to sup with you in his kingdom. On the day after Easter, he will call you unto him. Prepare yourself for this journey." He also gave him a sign that he was a true messenger. "I have broken your golden bowl and loosed your silver cord," he said. After this, Mr. Ready to Halt called the other travelers. "Listen, God has sent a messenger to me. He will certainly visit you too." He asked Mr. Valiant for Truth if he was willing to make up his will. "In a will, you can write down what needs to happen with your money and possessions after you have died." But Mr. Ready to Halt had no possessions. The only thing he had were his crutches. "I give these crutches to my son," he said. "I truly hope he will do better than me." Last of all, he thanked Mr. Greatheart for his good care. "You were willing to guide me on the way and have been good to me. Thank you very much." Finally, Mr. Ready to Halt went to the river. When he arrived at the bank, he said, "Now I will not need these crutches any more, for horses are standing there for me to ride on." The last words which they heard him say were, "Welcome, life." And he went, continuing on his way. A Messenger for Mr. Feeble Mind. Shortly after this, someone came to Mr. Feeble Mind and said, "The messenger blew his horn and is standing before the door of your room." When the messenger was inside, he said, "Mr. Feeble Mind, I am come to tell you that the master needs you. Within a very short time, you must see his face in glory. And this is the sign that I am truly sent by God. Those that look out the windows be darkened." When Mr. Feeble Mind heard this, he called his friends. He told them which message he received. He also showed them which sign he received. "But," he said, "I cannot give anything away, for I have nothing. So I do not need to make a will. Here on earth, I had but little courage, and I had a weak mind. I could not do much, and hardly dared anything. The little courage I still had, I may leave behind here on earth. In the new place where I will come, I will not need it. Neither do I need to give it to someone else. It is not worth anything that I should give to the poorest traveler. You may bury it. Therefore, Mr. Valiant for Truth, are you willing to do so after I am gone? Are you willing to bury it in a dunghill?" Then the day arrived that he had to depart. Just like the others, he went into the river. His last words were, "Stand fast in faith and be patient in tribulation." Thus he went to the other side. Mr. Despondency and Much Afraid over the river. Many days passed. Then again a messenger came. This time he came for Mr. Despondency. He received the following message. Trembling man, this message calls you. Be ready, for on Sunday, the day of the Lord, you will be with your king. You shall shout for joy and be delivered from all doubt. And, the messenger continued, you will also receive a sign that it is true what I am saying. Immediately he made him feel that he had to die. He felt like an old grasshopper which cannot go forward any more and is a burden to himself. When Mr. Despondency received this message, his daughter, much afraid, was standing by him. A longing came into her heart. I want to go along with my father, she said. Her father understood this very well and looked at his friends. We are going to leave you. You know how my daughter and I have been. We were a burden for you. Time and again we have doubted and stumbled. We have nothing to give away. We have only one possession, and that is our slavish fear. Well, we do not desire anyone to take this over. Never. Not to all eternity. Mr. Despondency said this for a reason. For you know, he said, after my death that slavish fear will come to you, and it will try to make you afraid. Beware of this. They are evil spirits, and we have embraced them. That was at the beginning of our journey, and we never have gotten rid of them. So watch. They walk around to be let in by the travelers. Believe us, lock your door for them. The day arrived that Mr. Despondency and his daughter would depart. Their time had come. They went to the side of the river. Farewell, night. Welcome, day, Mr. Despondency cried out. These were his last words. His daughter went across the river singing, but no one could understand what she said. The old Mr. Honest left the world. After a while, there came a messenger into the city who asked for Mr. Honest. When this messenger came to the house where Mr. Honest was, he gave him a note. You are commanded to be ready in 8 days to appear before your Lord in the house of his father. As a sign that my message is true, all the daughters of music shall be brought low. And that happened. I am going to die, Mr. Honest told his friends, but I will not make a will. So, nothing needs to be written down about how I want everything after my death. My honesty shall go with me. Tell this to him who will come after me. When the day arrived in which he had to go, he made preparations for crossing the river. The water in the river was high. In some places it overflowed the banks. But that was no problem with Mr. Honest, for during his life he had made an agreement with one good conscience. That man had promised that he would be with him when he would die, and so he was. He lent him his hand and helped him across the river. Mr. Honest's last words were, "Grace reigns," and thus he left the world. Explanation. All God's children will come home, also Mr. Ready to Halt. He could leave his crutches behind. This means that in heaven he would not be bothered by unbelief anymore. There he would skip for joy. He also received a sign. His golden bowl would be broken and his silver cord loosed. What does that mean? You have read this text at the beginning of this chapter. This is a text from the book of Ecclesiastes. Here Solomon showed what will happen when we are going to die. All the signs which these travelers received came from this chapter written by Solomon. The golden bowl means our life. This bowl hangs on a silver cord. In the bowl shines a light. When the cord is loosed by an invisible hand, the bowl will crash down. The bowl will break, and the light will go out. This will happen when we die. Mr. Feeble Mind also received a sign before he was going to die. Again, this was a text from Ecclesiastes 12. Those that look out of the windows be darkened. A window is something you can look through. Mr. Feeble Mind's windows would be darkened. So this man became blind. His eyes did not function anymore. Thus, he received a sign that his life had almost come to an end. Also, Mr. Feeble Mind could die. In heaven, his feeble mind had disappeared. That was buried forever. Mr. Despondency received the sign that he would feel like a grasshopper, which would be a burden unto himself. A young grasshopper is flexible and can make magnificent jumps, but when that insect is old, it has a hard time moving around. It is the same if we become old. It is a sign that the day of our death is close by. His daughter, much afraid, wanted to go along. Together with her father, she longed to get rid of all that wrong fear. Her father also warned others against this. The Lord is worthy that we trust him. After this, it was Mr. Honest's turn to die. He received the sign that all the daughters of music would be brought low. This means that singing is over. Our voice declines. Mr. Honest could not sing anymore, but soon he would sing forever. When we become older, everything declines. These are all signs from the Lord that our death is close by. But not everyone becomes old. We can also die suddenly. Are we prepared to meet the Lord then?